venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte.
It was there that I ran into a rather stereotypical young lad who came running up to me and said, "Hey, gringo, you my naked meter, not my mauler." Estelle was appalled. I mean, we're walking down the street. And she said, "My God." I said, "Get away from here, get away." He said, "I have pictures of my mother, pictures of my sister." I said, "Did you hear me, young man?" I said, "Get away, get away." Estelle said, "Oh, I'm mortified, mortified. I can't believe that kind of thing actually really happens." I said, "Me too, Estelle. It is horrible. It's just horrible." She said, "Honey, I'm going to step into the powder room. I'll be right back." I said, "Okay, I'll wait for you right here." She went into the bathroom. I said, "Hey, kid, come here. Let me see those pictures. Let me see those pictures." He said, "This is my mother in good gobbled away." I said, "God, it's really your mom? Oh, jeez, look at that. Oh, man." He said, "These pictures of my sister." I said, "Oh." I said, "You take these?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "All right." I said, "How much you want for?" He said, $20 for the double doggie. $50 for this one, and if you want a forge bag. I said, "Nah." I said, you gotta get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. Just then Estelle came back. I said, "Okay. So, let's go." So, you know, she went shopping. I ran back to the room looking, I was going through customs. They were going through our luggage. When the customs inspector found them, he looked at them, I mean, the color, I said, "What do you think about that, eh, Pedro? Look at that, eh? Hey, look at the way she's gnarling. I mean, look at the gnarling." He said, "Señor Gringo, these are pictures of my wife." I said, "Well, she looks kind of dainty, the way she's got her pinky extended there. She's gnarling, I think." All right, come on, honey.
It's another Saturday morning with the...